Stark, this is dictating on Michael Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, P as in Paul, P-A-Y-N-E, Michael. Please delete the previous dictation on Michael Payne. It was just a two-sentence dictation. Michael Payne, date of birth is 10-22-54. Date of visit is 10-12-22. Please make a copy for Erica O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, D-O, Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and chronic dyspnea. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 67-year-old male who has a long-standing history of COPD, has been oxygen-dependent at 3 to 4 liters nasal cannula. The patient has gained weight, is unable to ambulate much due to severe shortness of breath, and also uses a nebulizer with albuterol solution. The patient has some leg swelling, and he also has some reflux symptoms, and denies fevers or chills. His most recent chest X-ray not available for review. Was apparently clear of infiltrates. The patient complains of chronic pain. In the neck and back, and is on pain management. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for severe COPD with emphysema, and a history for asthma, as well as a history for lumbar disc disease. Nerve compression, and a history for cervical spine surgery with fusion, and he apparently has a rod in place in the spine. He also had coronary artery disease with cardiac catheterization and coronary stenting times 5, and had cholecystectomy done in the past. The patient has prostatic enlargement and had colonoscopy with a section of polyps. Paragraph allergies to gabapentin. Next line, habits. The patient smoked 3 to 4 packs per day for 55 years and quit. Alcohol use, none recently. He worked as a truck driver. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of COPD and mother had Alzheimer's. Next paragraph, medalist included Duonepnep's TID. Fluticasone nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril. Lysix 40 milligrams BID. Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Correct 12.5 milligrams BID. Finasteride 5 milligrams daily. Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams a day. And Protonix 40 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and some weight gain. There's no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, but has hoarseness and wheezing, shortness of breath and cough. He has abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, and loose stools. He has asthmatic symptoms. He has arm pain, chest and back pain, and leg swelling and palpitations. Also has depression and easy bruising, his joint pains, muscle aches, and he has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next paragraph, physical exam. This obviously both the elderly white male is alert, face was plethoric, he has mild peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 128 by 70, pulse is 86, respiration is 22, temperature 975, weight is 120, saturation is 100. HE and ear, non-phthalic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with the diminished breath, sounds for the periphery with the occasional wheezes scattered throughout both lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds irregular. S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, as mild peripheral edema. No cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next, next paragraph. Impression number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, chronic back pain. Number 4 is depression. And number 5 is reactive airways disease. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. A copy of his recent lab work will be requested. He will also use a nebulizer with albuterol and Ativan solution 3 times a day and was advised to go on Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff daily. A follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Oh, can you also mention the patient will continue with the O2 at 3 liters nasal cannula to keep saturations above 92. Thank you, Pulse Constellation. The patient was advised to go for pulmonary rehab. At Advent Hospital. Thank you. Copy of this for Dr. Erica O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, D-O. This is Dr. Souza.